So today is February 8th, is that right? 7th? 5? Oh, I'm jumping, 5th? I know, right? That's right, okay, February 5th, 2020. So we're going to do lesson number 228, on the knees. We're going to continue with working on the knees, working with the shoulders, the neck, and the spine. Hi, Bonnie. So we always begin a lesson lying on your back, and we're on a firm surface, so that's a good way for you to start what I call to take inventory of yourself. That means to start to experience, how are you today? So the preference is that your legs are long, your arms are long by your side, okay? And again, you just start to assess what parts of you are touching the floor, resting on the floor. Perhaps what parts of you are not touching or resting. Are there areas of dis-ease or discomfort? Areas that you don't notice at all because probably they are comfortable. So as you're lying there, what do you begin to notice about yourself? And then draw your attention up to your shoulders and your shoulder blades. And notice how each shoulder blade is resting on the floor today. Often we will experience one shoulder higher or more forward, which would be like towards the ceiling or curled in. Those are just examples, right? So I'm just giving you ways to interpret what you sense about yourself. So part of this is becoming spatially aware, right? If is part of you not resting on the floor and like a shoulder and curled forward, is it more towards the ceiling? So that's a spatial awareness relative to the space around you. And then notice the area in between your shoulder blades, which is your spine, right? So how do you sense your spine in that area? It's often the area that we really are challenged to sense and feel. I often think it's kind of like this dead zone for us. Most of us are drawn to our lower backs. And then travel down through that area in between your shoulder blades to your mid-back, down to your lower back, and then notice each side of your buttocks, which is your pelvis. And each side of your pelvis is shaped very much the same way as the shoulder blades. So how is each side of your pelvis resting on the floor today? Again, is one side higher, one side lower? And then how are your legs lying on the floor? Then slowly and gently begin to roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. Again, go slow enough so that you can sense and feel how you roll your head to each side. Again, if there's any discomfort today or lack of range, tightness, whatever your interpretation, or is it rolling pretty smooth? Excellent. Bring your head back to center. And now we're going to start on your backs. So let's go ahead and bend your knees Bring your feet to what I call a standing position. So that means your heels are standing lined up with your buttocks. Can you hear me okay? Okay. And you're going to begin to do a movement of what I call tilting or rolling your pelvis. So one of the things being when you're new here is the use of my language. So I did not say the word lift. So there's no lifting involved. Okay, that means you do not use your feet to lift your butt up in the air. You're going to roll or tilt. So that means you're going to roll your pelvis in the direction to flatten the lower back where your pants would be, your waistline. And then you're going to either roll or tilt the pelvis the opposite way, as if you were going to sit on your tailbone. And the tailbone is the very end point in between your buttocks cheeks. Okay? So again, it's like a roll or a tilt. So when you're rolling, it means that you change contact between the lower back and the pelvis and then the tailbone. And that's what I want. You go from flattening to arching. Let's see if we can use this instead of that. My preference is eventually you don't, wait, you don't need anything, okay? But that's it. And then as you're doing this, draw your attention to sense all the way up to your cervical spine. That it's tugging your whole spine. So there's a moment when you come to sit on the tailbone that your chin is pulled down to your chest. And then when you flatten the lower back, the chin moves away. And you don't need to do anything. You do not do anything with your head or chin. It's occurring because of the movement of your pelvis. If it is not, right, that's information, something in between the shoulder blade area might be stuck. And that's okay. It will become unstuck just for you to become aware. Excellent. Okay, let that movement go. Straighten your legs and pause for a moment. And just feel if something's different now. Okay, so now you're gonna, the easiest way, what we did last week is, my preference is you just roll over and you're gonna come onto your hands and knees. So your head will be facing the back of the room. Okay, so you just roll over. And you come up onto your hands and knees. So once you're on your hands and knees, you're gonna place the top of your head on the floor in the space in between your hands. So your elbows bend. You can lower your elbows if you want. And now you're going to do kind of the same movement, okay? So you're going to think of rounding your back and rolling more towards the top back side of your head. And then you'll start to arch your spine and take your pelvis backwards, and you'll roll towards the forehead. Okay, that's it. So now, good, go slow. But so you're not moving much with here. That's why there's a problem. That's why this is an issue for you. So I want you to bring your head back up. There you go, a little bit. And when you roll towards me to lift your spine up, no, arch, lift, really roll towards, yes, yes, open that up. This movement alone will change your life and your neck. And then sink, sink, sink. Yeah, there you go, sink, sink. And now roll and lift. Beautiful. And now sink. Everybody got it? Roll and lift. So whenever I'm assisting someone, again, it's your job to stay with yourself, what you're doing, but you can listen to what I'm saying. Roll more here to the top. Really roll, roll, roll. Yeah, get this part. Yes! See, you can do that. So your chin is pulled into your chest, right? So you've got the whole spine beautiful, participating. Beautiful. Okay, you guys are tired. Roll onto your backs and rest. So yeah, it's just so easy to roll onto the side and then roll back over. We're just going to go back and forth. Nuh-uh. Yeah, because no, just see, it's just see, no, but feel how it's already different.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is.
It's easier a little bit now.
Yeah.
So we don't want to encourage this. Let's just see, you know, if you can just tolerate it enough that you can experience things changing. Okay, roll back over. Short break. Hands and knees again. Okay, so now this time you're going to turn your face. So you're going to put your right cheek down. So your face is to the left. So your nose and eyes are looking to the left. Okay, so put your right cheek down. So you want to try to put the area between where your nose is and your right ear, right? That's like your cheek area. Okay, and now make sure that your knees are underneath your pelvis. Some of you need to reposition your knees a little bit. As soon as you put your cheek down, you got funky with your knees. So it's always better a little wider than too close. Not too wide, but a little wider, okay? No, some of you are listening to me. Those of you that just shifted, go back. Here, I want you a little wider, yeah, your hips. Same with you, Casey, a little wider, just there you go. Okay, now what you're gonna do is you're gonna do the same movement. So you're gonna roll from the chin up to the side of the right temple, right? So it's the same up and down movement. So you round the back, and then you take the back backwards and arch. So here, you're a little confused. Round, yes. Okay, now go back, go back, go back, go back. And let's take your bottom back a little bit. Let's see if you can put your head a little bit more there and roll more up to the top. There, not, there you go, not tucking, and that's enough. Okay, so again with this, I told these two lovely people downstairs, that's nice. You don't want to overdo this. Okay, this is a lot of movement in your neck. So gentle. It's hard to believe that with these movements, the less you do, sink right here. There you go, sink right here. There. The less you do, nice Casey, the better things are. So go to the top of the head and then down to the, through the cheek, down to the chin. Yep, and that's a little too much. I don't want you to hurt your neck. Don't go quite that far. Yeah, just very gentle and then lift this. Yeah, lift in here. Good. Maybe do that one more time. Okay, roll over and let's rest for a second. Okay, come back over. Same identical position, right cheek down. So get yourself there. Okay. So now what we're going to do is you're going to go left and right. So you want to make sure you're really on that center part of the cheek. You're going to go over towards your nose and then over towards the ear. So your pelvis is going to shift right and left. So you bring more weight onto the right knee and then more weight onto the left knee, right? And I don't want it so much about your head. I want it more about your pelvis. So you, yes, there you go. So if you make this about your neck, you're gonna hurt your neck. There you go. So now you roll a little bit. That's why we did the first movement on your back, to feel that your pelvis generates the movement up to your neck. If you do the movement in your neck and nothing's happening, like Bonnie, you're doing all the movement in your neck. Right? No, 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 no. Pelvis, where's your bum? Move your pelvis. No, that was your head. Don't move your head, Bonnie. Do not move your head. I want to move your pelvis. That's it. Okay, now you just feel. Now go to the right leg. Go to the right and then let this flatten. There. Go to the left. Go to the right. So some of you, nice, really have to, so again, you're doing too much in your head. Think of your bottom, there, bottom. Now go over to the right, shift over to the right, and then this happens. Over to the right more, there. See, do it in your pelvis. Now over to the left, do it in the pelvis and let this come. Now go over to the right, way over, over to the right in the pelvis. Pelvis, not your arm. Okay, onto your back. So see, what happens? For my newbies, but it's not just my newbies. Bonnie, God, you've known me forever. Right? Habits die hard, right? Isn't that the saying? Right? So legs long, just rest. Okay. So when it's our habitual nature, when we don't know how to do something, we will default into the habit that is making our life such a misery. So if you don't know how to move your pelvis, you're going to go to your neck. But that's half of the point of this lesson, is not to do it in your neck. So it takes diligence to become aware of that and to correct yourself. But that's why you come to a class, because I correct you. Right? So there really is no rights or wrongs. However, if you're doing something in a way that it's going to hurt yourself and you're not going along the instruction of the lesson, I'm going to tell you. Does that make sense? Right? So those of you that have neck issues, this is why. You actually over-mobilize your neck. Your pelvis is what is to indicate everything for your movements, not your neck. Okay? So from this point on in the lesson, be aware of that. What am I doing in my pelvis, my spine? Oh, it's a response up in my head and neck. Oh, my head gets to move this way because my pelvis moved. We good? Clear? Roll over again. Same position. Right cheek down. Okay? So now, gets more playful and fun. You get to make a circle. So Bonnie, get that whole right, try to really get the cheek down. So you're going to make a circle. That means you're going to go to the nose, up to the top of the head, over to the right ear, and down to the chin. Right? What starts the circle? The pelvis. Right? The pelvis starts the circle, and you feel it occurring along your cheek and face. So that your light weight on your face and cheek, your weight is in your knees and your butt is towards the ceiling. Okay, so more here, but you're doing good with your shoulders. I like that. So what you should start to feel now is what's happening in the middle of you. Oh yes, feel how that spine is moving left and right. The ribs are moving left and right. Look how much occurs when you instruct your pelvis to make a circle. Now, change the direction. Beautiful. Feel the spine moves. Feel how things shift in between your shoulder blades. And you don't need to do anything. Your pelvis is what's moving. And you'll see why this is so important with the movements coming up. Are we good? Did you change the direction? Can you change it again? Are you breathing? Okay, onto your backs again. And just feel how nice it feels, right? What's changing? Some of you came in with some lower back stuff, right? Feel how different it is already, right? It's incredible what movement does. Simple, guided movement. Okay, let's come over again. Right cheek down. Okay, so now once your right cheek is down, I'd like your left hand next kind of to the face and bring the right elbow up. So it's kind of like a push-up position, right? The right elbow's in the air. Or sorry, left elbow. Left elbow, yeah. The right arm, you're going to slide under your chest. And you're going to have it so that the back of the hand is turned up. Or the back of the hand is down, the palm is turned up. There you go. Okay, so this is where we left off last week. So again, your knees are underneath your hips. Your butt needs to be in the air. So you're not sitting back on your feet. There you go. And you slide the right arm all the way under so you can bring the right shoulder down to the ground. Okay, that's your goal. Okay, and then the left elbow is in the air to help you. The left elbow and hand helps you roll towards your right side to bring the right shoulder blade down. And I know for some of you this is going to be inconceivable. Okay? And then you bring your weight over to, guess what, the right leg, and the left knee will start to lift a little bit. And then you put it back down. So you just easy breezy rock over to bringing weight onto the right shoulder blade and taking it off. So one of the other things that I talked a lot about last week with this method is it's safe. So every movement as we progress, you are allowed a way to come out of it. So right now, you're using your left hand to support you and the left leg. So when you lift the left knee, right, and you bring that weight onto the right shoulder blade, you can take the weight off, right? So one of the issues like with things like yoga and other things is they just take you to positions that can be very scary. You're all of a sudden in a position you don't feel like it's safe. This needs to feel safe. So what your job is to continue to bring the right arm, the right shoulder, and then the back of the neck towards the floor. Some of you are going to be, are you kidding me? There's inches of space under there, right? So it's just think, I'm going to get there. Bring weight onto this side, twist your spine, twist the ribs, right? And then you need to tuck your chin a little bit, kind of towards the chest, so that the neck is becoming more straight up there where the shoulder is. So you go in and you go out, right? So you trust what you can do. So that's another valuable, important part of this work is teaching yourself. Can you tuck a little bit more? There you go. And then really think of this whole area. Could it come down to the ground? How do you get this? Yes! Right? So you get to trust yourself and you get to build a trusting relationship, which most of us lack with ourselves because we've gotten to a place of injury and damage. That's it. How do you trust to bring that shoulder and neck down. And notice now your face is rolling towards the ceiling. So you can start to look towards the ceiling. Let's have you tuck your chin. Nope, not so much like that. So here, just relax, let it come down. Tuck like this, okay? So this can all come down. Think, how can this come down to the ground? Yeah, there you go. Okay, so what do you do in here where you're holding here? This needs to come towards me. Yeah. This, there. Ah. Beautiful. Okay, let's let it all go. Corinne, your chin is out, jetted out. So that's what's going to hurt your neck. So feel that. You got to feel that. Stick it out again. There. See, that's no good. No good. No good. You want to get all this to come down, right? There you go. And it's in here. It's these ribs. There you go. Okay, rest on your backs. Oh, now you know why you need a rest. Learning's not easy. So just take a moment to absorb all that. Just let it process. Roll your head gently a little bit to the right and to the left, and just go really slow and gentle and just see what's happening there. Right? Just your head. So now your pelvis is just quiet. Just your head. Good, come back and just take another moment to rest. And notice what's different, how do the shoulder blades feel. Okay, let's come back to it one more time. Roll over, right cheek. Bring the right arm underneath, okay? Tuck the head a little bit. Knees are apart. Butt is in the air, right? Okay, get that shoulder down. So now you're going to bring your left arm to the ceiling. So you really have to be loading on your right shoulder blade. Okay, all of you've got to tuck your chin more or you're going to snap your neck off, right? Right, just think like if you're going to do a somersault, you better tuck your chin. There, that much better. Now you want it so your left arm is in the air, up in the air, towards the ceiling. Okay, fingers directly to the ceiling, and you're going to roll your head to turn your eyes to look at that hand. Okay, and you still need to have your right shoulder down on the ground. So you got to have the shoulder down to trust that you can roll your head to look, have your eyes look. Okay? So really find a way to do this that you can do it safely. Have both your right eye and your left eye look up at your hand. Okay, now keep looking and you're going to make a fist with your left hand and you're going to make a circle. So you're going to do a circle, and you're going to follow the circle with your eyes. So don't look at the wall. You really got to trust to slide the right arm way underneath you. So this is actually about your ribs and spine being able to rotate. It's that center area. Remember I said the dead zone for most of us that we don't know how to bend and move in that area. So that's it. You're doing good. Just tuck more. You got to really tuck. I don't want that sticking out. And just, I want you to think of all the, no, don't back away from me. All this to come over. Think, I'm going to bring this down. down to the ground. So I got to bring all these ribs over, right? Over, over, over. Okay. Bring this down more. There you go. Okay, keep going. Change the direction of your arm. Breathe. Okay, let it go. Rest on your backs. I know this is not an easy lesson. And for some of you, you're thinking there's no way. And yes, way. Those that have been coming forever know that that's not a possibility with me. So just take it in. Just observe what we just did. I know it was a lot, a little scary. Okay, let's roll over again. We're going to put your left cheek down. Okay? So we're going to work with the other side. Left cheek down. Okay, just the cheek. So keep your hands in this, the right position. We're first going to roll a little bit. Remember, left and right. By moving the pelvis, so you roll a little bit to the ear. We got to prepare the neck, right? Because we did everything on the other side. So really important you're doing the movement from your pelvis. Shift your weight onto the right knee and then the left knee, right? So you unload one knee and then load the other knee, right? And then just feel the movement shifting so that you come closer to the left ear and then closer to your nose. So we got to be really, really gentle with the neck, right? And then you can do a little bit up and down, going towards the chin and the top of the head, lifting the spine, right? So remember, all the movement is generated in your pelvis, through your spine. And the left side of your face is just feeling it. That's it. And now let's see if you can start to make a circle. Go very, very gentle with yourself, right? But you kind of already know because we did the other side. So the circle is happening with the pelvis. And then you experience it on your cheek. And how is this side different? Is this side easier just because this is your easier side? Or is it harder? Is it freer? Change the direction of the circle. So reverse the direction. Feel the movement of your pelvis. Feel the weight shifting in your knees. Feel the middle of your back shifting left and right. Can you make the circle in your mid-back? Forget about your pelvis now. Forget about your cheek. Do the circle in your mid-back. That stiff area called our trunk. Make the circle there. Look at how much better that is. That's worlds different for you guys. Okay. Pause. Onto your backs. Let's rest for a minute. So for those of you with it being your first time, again, the reason we call these lessons, right, you're learning. And you're learning through movements and variations. What do I do? What don't I do? What can I learn to do? How is one side different than the other? And in this process, things change. It's so cool. You don't have to make anything change. It just happens. Okay, let's come back up. Hands and knees, left cheek down. Okay, let's approach sliding the left arm underneath the chest. Keep the right hand in the push-up position. So I want the right elbow up. Use the right hand, right? Begin to explore, right? Tucking the chin a little bit more, making a circle, shifting your weight onto the left knee. Can you start to lift the right knee? How do you approach coming on to the left shoulder blade, the back side of your head, so your face eventually turns towards the ceiling? There's no hurry. Each one of you is in a different process getting there. Trust yourself. Trust how you get there. Trust how you explore. How can I bring that left shoulder under more? How do I free up my neck? How do I start looking towards the ceiling? Do I need to reposition the right hand? What about tucking the right toes under to help the right knee to lift? Right? Does that give you a little more gauge? Can you push a little harder? Can you twist these ribs a little bit more? So you're really asking your ribs and spine to twist and flex. And it's really opening this upper back right under those shoulder blades that, again, I think it's so clogged. Are you breathing? Can you start to look towards the ceiling with the right eye, then the left eye, then both eyes? Can you think about starting to bring the right arm up? But you really have to be secure on the left shoulder, right? Baby steps. Got to tuck the chin under so you're really safe on the back side. Nice, Corinne. So feel what you just did on this side. That is what you've got to do on the other side. You're getting there. You really got to tuck. Remind me your name. Anne?
Yes.
Tuck. Pull your head under. Don't let that neck. So your neck right now, you're like this. I want you to round, right? There you go. See, that's safer. Why is this safer? Because if you were to fall over, right, you would roll onto this left shoulder blade. And you'd roll over onto your back. If your chin is sticking out, you'd break your neck. You don't want to do that. That's where our neck is so tight. So if you can bring your arm up, can you make a fist and start to make a circle? And look at the circle. And then there's some of you, which is fine. There's no rush with this work. Change the direction of the circle. That you can work with this at home so that you get your neck and your shoulder down on the ground. Where you go, okay, I'm still not down. And there's other people in the class that are down. So that's why I say it is possible. Don't ever think it's not because somebody else is doing it. Right? It just means that this is something that could be very useful for you. Just doing a little bit of this every day and getting these ribs. It's really about the mid-back. Okie dokie. Let it go. Let's roll onto your backs and rest. Have you been here before?
I haven't.
It's your first time?
Yes, I haven't.
You move so beautifully. What's your name?
Irene.
Irene? Do you mind if I ask you to do it and they can see you?
Sure.
Okay. Now the other really cool thing, so just take in a nice rest, right? So there's this beautiful, lovely lady in the back. She's never been here before. So not to get attached that, oh gosh, it's my first time, so I'm really bad at this, right? She's never been here and she's doing it the best or the most beautiful of anyone, right? So that's not a factor. The reason she can do it so well is because she's got so much mobility in her upper chest and back, okay? And she's a fabulous listener. So she's listening well, but She has this ability to move there, so it's showing up nicely for her. Okay? It doesn't matter how many classes you've come to or not. There's no beginning. There's no end. She could come next week and we do something completely different and it's very difficult for her. Does that make sense to everybody? Right? So when something's difficult, it's for you. And then those difficulties means this is something you could work on. And then there's other classes you come to and it's like, oh, this is so easy, right? And that's why we change the position, the movements. It's always different every week so that you are constantly learning. Okay, so take another moment to lie there. Go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and left to see how it feels. It should feel awesome. Like as smooth as your neck has felt in a long time. Are we good? How's it feeling? Anybody hurting? Okay, so what I'd like is I asked Irene if she would be game to show you what's possible. So again, this is just where the movement can go so that you know it is possible, but she moves so beautifully. So Irene, do you mind just flipping over? And let's have you scoot a little bit maybe over here. Bring your towel, you can bring your towel too if you want for your face. Yeah, and scoot a little bit back here so you're not so close to the mirror so they can see you. There you go. Okay. Whichever arm you want, yeah. So look at her position of her pelvis. Now look what she, how much she can bring her shoulder, right? So I just want you to know that I'm not asking you to do something that's not possible. Can you make this circle? Yeah. And roll with your pelvis and move your ribs and, right? And then change the direction. And then let's have you go to the other side. There you go. Yeah. So it's just see how much she can really twist in these ribs and tuck. And then she can lift this leg and bring those ribs under her even more. See? So eventually, again, it's a lesson. Where this lesson heads to is that you could roll over. And I was telling, thank you, last week's class, right? When was the last time any of you did a somersault, right? Oh, when I was 10. Right? Because we're so afraid of this region. We get so stiff up there. So again, these lessons are gauged that, like, we maybe take 10 lessons to get towards where it feels safe to roll over, that you could. But you can always back out at any time. Does that make sense? But that's the direction. But most of us are so squashed here, it's terrifying. You know, and people go into vertigo and all kinds of things doing a somersault. They're like that is the one of the scariest things for an adult. It's like falling, right? Okay, rest again for a minute on your backs. Thank you, Irene. Is that right, Irene? So just take another minute to rest. And, you know, the nice thing, too, is watching somebody like Irene at the end of a lesson is that when you know that, again, I would encourage some of you to go home and play with this. It really can be fun to play with this movement, but when you know it is possible, you feel better safety-wise, right? But it's really cool to play with because then you can curl the toes and bring more weight on the shoulder. And there's a moment where you feel like, you know what, I could roll over. And you might roll over and you go, wow. Like I this is the beginning of a somersault and I never thought I could do that again. I mean, seriously, it is something that is not in an adult form anymore, right? And it can feel very, very scary. It can feel as scary as falling. And yet you're on your hands and knees, right? Okay, so saying that, check in again for another minute how you're doing, and then you're going to roll yourself to your side to come up to sitting and standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.